o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. You just never know what might come up. We're moving Halloween, might be moving Thanksgiving. Looking for more work for Ed Helms and other actors that we don't think very highly of. Trying to help Devondre Campbell keep his career alive. All that and more. Plus, we got Rob Domofsky coming up a little bit later in the program. But first, it's time for our prize picks of the week.
Before we go any further, there is a Picksmas special on the board this weekend, Tausch, if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, what do we got?
Patrick Mahomes, 0.5 passing yards. That is as close to a freebie as you will get.
Certainly. Pat Prick Mahomes.
Pat Pick Mahomes. Sure. 0.5
oh,
passing
yards. Oh, that's what
yards.
I said. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Take advantage over on Prize Picks. Combine that with
so
whatever you feel good about.
So that's for this weekend. And what other ones they got, Jesse? Is there any other in this Merry Picksmas?
That is the Picksmas special thus far. There will be more to come as we get closer to...
Get all over that one. I love it when Prize Picks does that. Caleb Williams all September. Then they took a little break, and now we're back.
All right, let's win some money. Packers, Seahawks. These are real projections courtesy of our friends over
Geno
at Prize
Smith
Picks.
Interceptions, 0.5 more. I'm going to just jump on. I want to be preemptive with
okay,
that.
It might not be more. 0.5, so I will check that on the Prize Picks app. In the meantime, how about Jordan Love passing yards? 236.5, Tausch. What do you think?
For Jordy?
Yes, for Jordy.
I'm sorry, who?
Jordy.
For Jordy Love, 236.5.
No, I'm going to go less. This has got to be a JJ game. It's going to be a JJ game. Less.
When has it not been a JJ game for you in the last few weeks?
Because I think, and Matt LaFleur seems to be coming around to my way of thinking, that if you don't get behind, this is a physical run the football team, Jesse. So what do you want me to do, sit here and tell you, oh, they're going to throw it all over the lot? That's not what I think is going to happen. So... Yeah, you can get after me and say, oh, you should do this. This team is built to run the football. And by the way, that's going to be loud. It's going to be real loud up there. You better be able to run the football and not get into a bunch of third and six plus. And if you do that, I still don't know if Jordo is going to be on top of it in order to do that. Like 236, that's a lot when you're a run first team and that's what you want to do in order to go win a game.
Jordo now. Jordy and Jordo. I'm going to take fewer as well.
It's not fewer. It's less.
Fewer yards.
We've been saying this for... No, it's more or less. We've been saying this on Prize Picks for 4 years. It's not fewer or higher. Like what? It's more or less. Like we've been pretty up... Yeah, there you go. Let's see. What are you doing?
I don't know how to angle this. Yeah, it's more or less.
Stuff.
I don't more or less there. Yeah.
I can say Jeff. Fewer. I'm going to say fewer. I'm going to do what I want. Fewer.
Peed off. I don't know if I could say that word, but I'm going to be that if you do that.
You're so confused by that.
All right.
Your prick's missed off.
Well, then your guy JJ, Josh Jacobs, more or less than 73.5 rushing yards.
More. Last time he was in Seattle, he was with the Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders. And he finished the game with a big boy, slam it down your throat run of, I think it was 70 plus just on that. Yeah, more. I think
we need to fact check that.
Day. Yeah, if you want. But I'm going to be fairly accurate with it. Big time more for me on that one.
I'm going to take greater than as well.
You're right. Such a rhombus.
Your guy
you are
Geno,
a total rhombus.
Your guy Geno Smith, you can take, which is on the board, 0.5 interceptions, more or less.
Nice.
More.
Or more or less than 11.5 rushing yards for Geno Smith.
I think you'll get more on both. The Packers aren't afraid. I don't know if Jeff Hafley's going to play more man-to-man because... These rush yards from quarterbacks, it typically comes when people play man-to-man. Guys that aren't known as runners. And Geno is not a known runner. He's not that he can't. He can go pick up some yards. 11's a lot, though. But I think Halfley and the boys are going to look at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to just sit here and play soft zones. I want to force Geno to throw into some tight windows. Maybe we'll get beat on some, but we got safeties that we feel good about. And I think he's going to get more on both of those.
On November 27th, 2022, I'm assuming that was Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving was late that year. The Las Vegas Raiders defeated the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle in overtime, 40-34. The game-winning 86-yard touchdown.
Ow.
It's almost like I know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Almost.
I said 70-plus.
In overtime. I think you said 70-something, but I'll have to check the tape. Gave him 200.
I said more than 70. More than 70. How's that?
But fewer than 90.
Yeah, Prixmas.
I'm going to take more on the interceptions, less on the rushing yards, Jesse. Next.
Tucker Kraft, more or less than 3.5 catches. Receptions.
I like his yards more, Jesse. I don't know what his yardage total is.
I'll get that for you here, old T.
I think with Musgrave, Musgrave is not going to play, is he, Jason?
No, I do not believe so.
Okay. That's an interesting number, that 3.5, because that's where he falls. He's going to have 3-4 catches. It's whether or not I always go more with him on the yardage because he's such a dog after the catch.
33.5. On the yards.
Yeah, I like more on that. I think I'm going to say less. I think he's going to be a 3-catch for like mid-40s and a tutter. That's where I got Crafty.
Okay. That's a tough one.
I agree.
I don't know how this game's going to play out. I'm very curious. Fewer than. I'm gonna say he's going to have more catches. And more yards.
You're a homer. That's why you picked that.
Big day for Tucker Kraft.
That's a homer. Right. That's
3 for 33 is not that much when I think about
it. Jason, if you had to, and I don't know if Jesse's going to put this, Jordan Love, 0.5 interceptions, which way are you going? It's been pretty clean the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he feels like he's due.
Yeah, I think he's going to throw a pick, too.
Yep. Wow. Great to be on the same page.
But didn't
everybody.
You just say if the Packers turn the ball over, they lose?
I heard that
That's not what I said. That is not what I said. I said if they don't create 2 turnovers, I don't think they're going to win. That's what I said, Jesse.
Okay. Ooh, thank you for the clarification.
It is irritating when people put the wrong words in your mouth. Ooh. It is irritating.
You've made that very clear.
I was just correcting, making sure I understood what you said.
And you got corrected back. Okay. You got God.
I just want to make sure you knew that you were correcting yourself.
The only Packers wide receiver on the board as of now is Christian Watson. More or less than 46.5 receiving yards.
Doesn't this feel like it has to be a Jaden Reed game? And I think Prize Picks has not put it out there yet because they don't know where they want to go with their projection. Everybody's talking about Jaden Reed. He ain't getting the ball enough. They love Jaden Reed. They want to reward Jaden Reed. They want him to have some looks early in this game. So I'm going to hold off on C-Watt, even though he's been balling.
Wait, you can't do that in our segments. You can do that when you play.
You've told me many times I can do that. Yeah, I'm playing.
You can do whatever you want.
I actually play Prize Picks, and I'm not going to play Christian Watson.
Okay.
But if Jaden Reed comes in with 1 or 2 catches, I'm going to say yes, more.
I'm not going to be a phony baloney and say,
well, I'm not going to play. I'm not playing Christian Watson, Jace.
I know, but we're not doing this for your Prize Picks, Mark. This is for Jesse. He takes our advice, and then he does
it. I told him not to pick it. I'm telling him to go and wait for Jaden Reed's projections. That's what I'm telling him to do.
I prefer to stay away from Christian Watson. I'm telling all of our fans,
you guys do what you feel. I'm going to say what I think. I've been wrong a lot. I lose a lot, but I win some too. And with the Mahomes Picksmas thing, I'm
yes!
on board.
Another one.
Pat picks Mahomes.
Tausch, tell us a little bit more about your love for Prize Picks and Merry Picksmas.
Well, I just love the fact it's made daily fantasy sports accessible, especially for all of us in Wisconsin. It's one of the 30 states. It's the best place to get real money sports action. Jesse just went through the list. You got the Mahomes 0.5 yards. I feel really good about Geno this week throwing a pick. I think Jordan might throw a pick. And I love Josh Jacobs with more rushing yards. There's all kinds of other action that you can look at and get in. And if you do it, download the app today. Use code WI. You get a free $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's right. Download the app. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And it is Merry Picksmas. Got all these specials, and that is, well, how do you say it, Jesse? Patrick?
Pat picks Mahomes.
Pick. There you go. And you can win not 100, not 200. You can go all the way if you pick, take enough projections. You can win up to 1,000. That wasn't 100. I looked again just to make sure there's that third zero.
Sure.
1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. Speaking of games, our contest, the jingle
you
for your Kringle.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Can't do what?
You can't do that. No, you can't do that. You can't not pick Christian Watson. You can't do that. That's what you said.
I'm like a Sesame Street character.
Snuffle Tauschigas.
Why do you always go with the big bone, like widest character in all these shows / sitcoms?
Why do I keep getting cast as 6-year-olds for headlines?
That's an odd deal.
We crown our Jingle for Your Kringle champion as the contest has reached its zenith. You will hear the winning and perhaps the runner-up jingle next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It is a happy holiday, even though we're working to change the schedule. Some of the dwellers pointing out that Thanksgiving became the official fourth Thursday in November under President Roosevelt in 1941. So 80-plus years of history. Tausch looking to change it or maybe just move Halloween and leave Thanksgiving where it is. Time now for the big reveal. I think this the third year or the fourth year, Jesse? We've been doing this for a while now with Racine Danish Kringles, and the entries, there was controversy last year. If you remember, Josh and Hartland. He turned in while entertaining and certainly very well produced jingle. It was, I believe the word we used was sultry. It was Michelle Pfeiffer laying across the piano, sultry kind of.
The fact that Josh and Hartland, who is a legend and a potential Hall of Famer,
yeah,
got beat last year, was an upset of UNLV Duke. Yeah. 1991 proportions.
It was.
That's how big of an upset that was.
It was such a
Buster upset.
He was not Michael Spinks, but he clearly, it hurt him.
Wasn't happy.
Myself wondering, would he enter again, or would he Devondre Campbell it and say, "To hell with y'all"?
Yeah,
so Jesse, we have our two finalists. And we have selected a winner. Would you like to play our runner-ups jingle first?
I think that is the way that we should go about this, yes. So this is the second place finisher. Nothing to hang your head on here. This or hang your is that a this is a really solid performance for our second place finisher. This is a really solid performance. Without further ado, the runner
same by
up,
you.
The runner up of your Jingle for the Kringle contest in 2024.
Whoa, ho, the Kringle made right in Racine. It's not just a treat, it's tradition, the best we've ever seen. Every scene Danish Kringle, in case you didn't hear. Whoa, whoa, Nelly, fill up your belly with Kringle this year.
Nice! Wow!
Whoa, that didn't win? That didn't win?
Wow, it's catchy,
whatever comes next must
pithy.
Be. That was, if I'm Racine, I know the Whoa Nelly is kind of apropos
it's
to
a
our
niche.
Show.
Yeah, it's a niche thing.
It's
sure.
A nice touch.
So you probably can't mass produce that, but that was really well done.
Who was our runner-up?
I actually didn't see the name. I do not know who
what?
That was.
Stuff,
I didn't see the name. I didn't collect the entries. I was
good stuff. Nice job, you.
I like to go
good
in.
Good job, Chief.
I like to go in blindly, so I don't
oh,
know
Chief
who it
did
is.
A great job on that one.
Hey, way to go, you.
Nice that job. Sounded like Scuba Chad. Let's give that one to Scuba Chad. I think he sang.
Good work, fan.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy, I didn't. That surprised me, I got to admit. All right, so that is our runner-up. Whoever it was did a great job.
Really good.
We'll talk to some powers that be so we can give that person their public praise, because that was really, really good. Now time for our winner. And it is an epic song. So set aside about
oh,
4
boy.
Minutes of your life.
Domovsky's got a 4-minute jingle?
For those who want Packers talk, Domovsky's coming up next.
Don't go into the YouTube session, Jason. I don't think it's going to be pretty in there.
I think once they hear this, I think they'll be entertained.
All right.
Time now for our Jingle for Your Kringle, Racine Danish Kringle champion. In a story of redemption.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with eating pastries with someone else's brand name. Not too late for second helpings. Not too late to get a year's worth for free. It's time to trust old Wealthy. Just close my eyes and eat. It's time to try. Racine Danish Kringle. We all should try. Racine Danish Kringle. And Jesse cannot bring us down. I'm through with a 5-year shutout of never winning a prize. Not sure if I'll ever win, but if we try again, maybe I'll be surprised. Too long I've lost at trivia. Too long I've been taking heat. To help me overcome, I'll write a jingle about something sweet. It's time to buy Racine Danish Kringle. I'm gonna buy Racine Danish Kringle. Unless I win, then it'll be free. Unlimited. Their flavors are unlimited. The greatest flavors in any pastry there's ever been. Kringle, layers of crust and the filling inside them work perfectly in tandem. There's no way you cannot win. When you go by Racine Danish Kringle, we have to buy Racine Danish Kringle, because Jesse ate all the free samples at Quick Trip. So if you care to find me, look to the William Tosh Hall of Fame. As someone told me lately, headlines this year without you aren't the same. But back to the point of all of this, if you're looking for something sweet, to those who want a Merry Christmas, take a message back from me. Just make your way to a baked goods section. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition, and soon you'll fall in love like nobody in all of Big Bakery, no donut, no roll, no muffin, nor pastry is ever gonna top Kringle. December 2025.
Oh. Taking a page out of Wicked. That is Josh in Heartland. And I'm seeing Roy is not pleased in the Will Deutausch YouTube comments. This guy has too much time and talent to be considered. The winner should be a normal entry from a normal person. That's exactly what happened last year. He lost.
He got beat.
And what did he do? He picked himself up. He dusted himself off.
He didn't Campbell it. He didn't Campbell it. He said, I'm going to compete. Great effort by Joshy. That's great.
Timely with the popularity of Wicked.
Upbeat this year instead of sultry.
Didn't get all like R-rated and stuff.
I don't think that that will be played in its entirety as an actual commercial, because if you charge in 30 to 60 second increments, and that is 4.5 minutes, it will make it very difficult. But
I can tell why you and Josh are such good buddies. You guys aren't going to be succinct with what you're doing.
He's extremely talented.
Josh,
we congratulate him.
He is a talented cat. We missed him this year.
Oh, and he did take a bit of a shot at the headlines.
He did.
Somewhere in there, but be that as it may, we congratulate him. He is this year's winner of the Racine Danish Kringle Jingle for Your Kringle contest. And it's okay if you didn't play. It's all right. And again, don't be that guy, Roy. Just say, great job. And take it as a challenge. If you want to play next year, you want to enter, great. That runner-up, that's good enough to win most years. It was really good.
That's, I agree.
And I'm sure Racine Danish Kringle will take care of that nameless, faceless contestant because Jesse doesn't have any of their information. But if we could get it to him and to Racine Danish Kringles, we will. All right, we want to get to Rob Domofsky so we can get ready for Packers-Seahawks. Want to remind you that even if you didn't take part in Jingle for Your Kringle, you can still celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle. Their newest holiday pastry is Eggnog Kringle, created to bring festive cheer to your celebrations. Filled with a rich, creamy eggnog and topped with sweet icing and a sprinkle of cinnamon, It is perfect for sharing with your loved ones. So you can order that at Kringle.com or give them a call, 800-4-DANISH, Racine Danish Kringles. Not just a treat, it's a tradition. Our tradition is to talk to Rob Domofsky every Friday. We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Josh in Heartland is a legend when it comes to his musical talent, and this guy's a legend, too, with his coverage of the Packers and his ability to support two soon-to-be college basketball players. One is, one will be, after he finishes his senior season. It is the father of Hogan and Roan Domofsky, Rob Domofsky. That's kind of how you're going to be known now, right? Like, you're no longer the great ESPN journalist. You're just Hogan and Roan's dad more than anybody else.
Pretty much. Speaking of basketball, I thought I was listening to a parody of One Shining Moment there for a minute. It had the same thing.
Yeah, it did sound like that.
I was like, someone would parody an already bad song and make it even...
Oh, don't start with me. Come on. You love college basketball. You can't mean that.
Well, I love the highlights, but I don't need the song.
Luther Vandross rolling over in his grave right now.
I don't think he wrote it. I don't even think Luther Vandross wrote that song, did he?
I think it was somebody else first, and I think it might even, they might have gone back to that one. You're at your sparsely decorated office at Lambeau Field, slightly different than mine. That means you're headed out to practice soon. I did do a little bit of decorating. I did when you got your job. That's true. Because that's what friends are for. How are you looking at this game, Rob? Like, Tausch and I were just talking about this earlier in the show. Like, I don't really know what to make of the matchup. And quite frankly, I'm still not 100% sure I know what the Packers are.
No, I do think it's an important game for how maybe the Packers view themselves going into the final month plus of the season. And I mean, I think it's less important what other people think of them, but I think our feelings about them, the national feelings, will somewhat be determined by if they win this game or not. I mean, look, let's face it, they need to beat some good teams down the stretch, and the two good teams that they have on their schedule by record anyway is Seattle and Minnesota. I just think that it would definitely ease some of the burden, pressure, whatever you want to call it, on them if they go out and win this game and play really well, and then they can think of themselves as a legitimate contender, and just like I'm sure everybody else will. If they don't win and they don't play well, I think it makes it even harder as they go into the stretch run of the season.
Rob, what do you expect? What do you expect to happen? Because I think from my perspective, the players are looking at this, and obviously they're competitors, they're professional, but there is something about human nature. And human nature would say, well, they're not going to win the division. They emptied the bucket in Detroit, even though that was 10 days ago. And they're going to probably, even if they don't win this game, be a 5 or a 6 seed, probably a 6 seed, and go on the road in the playoffs. So I think this is, as you put it, I thought it was really good, where you said it's about them. All the outside perspective is going to be what it's going to be. But inside, having to go play on the road against a team you might find in the playoffs again, what do you expect to see Sunday night?
Well, Tausch, I think maybe the best thing that could have happened to them after Detroit was that they had the mini bye. Because like you said, they did leave it all out there against the Lions. And when you lose a game like that where it's, it could have gone either way, there's almost a natural letdown, right? And I think the fact that they had some time to get away from it, get a little break before the stretch run, I think, it can't hurt them. I think it will help. As for what to expect, I mean, this is one of those games where, Seattle's playing really well, playing much better, won four in a row. They're throwing the ball like crazy. Not all, just because they throw it a bunch doesn't mean they chuck it downfield all the time. But they use the pass game, the short pass game as well. You know, they really do throw the ball around the field. I don't think this is like the Legion of Boom defense anymore, like we're used to seeing. But I think this is an important game for, you know, Jeff Hafley's crew, who, you know, let's face it, they've been a little leaky, you know, of late. So I do think this is an important game. And I think it was Xavier McKinney said it yesterday. You know, we're talking to him about their offense, and he's like, look, as good as DK Metcalf is, I'm paraphrasing here, as good as DK Metcalf is, he's not their leading receiver anymore. It's Jackson Smith and Jigba, you know? Like, I mean, they got some weapons over there.
Rob, is this defense markedly better than last year's?
Yes, I think it is. I really do. I think it's better for a number of reasons. I think it's better because I think the players have confidence in the scheme. I think the players feel like there's an open door to Jeff Hafley, and going back to McKinney, he's so good, Tausch, that like we could sit here and retell like you know what Xavier McKinney told us in the locker room. I think Jason, you might have asked it. If it's not you, it was somebody smart about how, you know, this is a team that throws it underneath, and do you really want your best player Xavier McKinney sitting 20 yards back in deep safety? And he said, I'm paraphrasing here, this isn't the exact quote, but he said, you know, Half and I have talked about that, meaning he's talked to Jeff Hafley, and we're going to find ways to maybe get me closer to the line of scrimmage. And, like, to me, that's emblematic, Tausch, of sort of where they are as a defense. Not saying it's going to work and they're going to play, shut these guys down or anything, but it's, I think when players feel like they have that role in the defense – you know, I was sitting there listening to him talk, Jason. I was thinking back to the times that we would stand in front of Leroy Butler's locker, and Leroy would say, yeah, you know, I told Fritz we need to blitz more this week, and sure enough, we blitz more. When I really think Fritz was going to blitz anyway and just let Butler think that that he had the influence on it. But either way, whether it's you know, the players really do have that influence or whether they think they do, doesn't matter if that's the way they feel. And I think that's a little bit of the feel with this defense right now.
That was my question, and it was short, so it gave him plenty of time to answer.
Hey, look
it,
at Rob and I got the same coffee. Look at that. Rob and I both sipping on Karuba. Atta babe, Rob.
Rob Domofsky, brought to you by Quick Trip.
Mine's actually tea that Jason gave me for Christmas like 3 years ago. I'm down to the last few tea bags, though. But like,
I always knew you were a tea bag.
Jason, teabag Rob. Get Rob some tea bags for the holidays.
Oh, well,
you knew you set that up yourself, Rob. You know
he knew what he was doing.
Cold today. I don't drink tea a lot, but it is very cold in Green Bay yesterday and today. So this is 2 days in a row with a cup that I stole from the media dining area on game day, so it's really not Karuba. But if it were, it would be my cup.
Way to help a partner out, Rob. Good stuff.
Quick Trip, right down the street on Lombardi Avenue, right nearby Lambeau Field. I take my coffee green and gold.
There are three Quick Trips within about a half a mile of Lambeau Field. There's the one on Ridge. There's the one over on Vanderpieren Way, I think it is, or Cormier, whatever that is, and then there's the one on Lombardi. So I frequent all three.
Just not today. Rob, I'm curious because and that's a great call on Leroy. I swear he already had the game plan from Fritz, and 100%. Then would do that. But and so we'll see. I am curious though because you brought it up, not just moving him around, but, you know, as I shared with our little group, I got my big 30 seconds yesterday with Jaire Alexander. Not super insightful, but Matt LaFleur yesterday was adamant they're going to keep rotating Carrington Valentine and Eric Stokes, despite Eric Stokes' inconsistency. Yeah. So big picture, this passing game and this secondary, what do you see? Is that the biggest challenge in this game?
Well, to be fair to Jaire, he was helping the homeless before you talked to him. So it was, you know, you got your time. But, the you know, I don't understand the rotation necessarily. I really don't. I mean, Phil Huber has, you know, has had, I think he was the one that came up with the stat about it's been over 1,000 snaps since Eric Stokes has had a pass breakup, which is, I mean, you'd think you'd run into one by accident. And look, Eric Stokes, I really like Eric Stokes. He has dealt with as much, you know, injury adversity as anybody.
Criticism but coming.
I just don't think he's as good as Carrington Palatine, and that's just the facts. But I don't know. I don't really get the rotation. I guess the big question is, you know, first of all, it looks like Jair probably will play based on the time that he gave you and what he told you. Okay, so then that maybe solves one thing. But Evan Williams, right? Like, I mean, you know, Bullard's not going to play. So right. What do they do? What do they do with the slot position? Evan Williams in the concussion protocol, but seems to be progressing much more quickly through the protocol than Romeo Doubs did, because Evan Williams was a full participant yesterday.
Right.
And Doubs was not a full participant until what? Like the end of the second week. Of his concussion recovery. So maybe there is some I think the game is different if they have Jair and Evan Williams as opposed to if they have neither of them.
So you and I have done this for a long time. I did my Zane Anderson story on Tuesday because I didn't know if he would get the chance to start in this game. I know you asked some questions. Look, he is one of those guys. You and I have been through this a long time. The guy who never gets an opportunity, and he gets one, and he actually plays really well. Do you think can we expect a Zane Anderson story on ESPNWisconsin.com?
No.
And do you think that he'll get to play or not?
Yeah, unfortunately for Zane Anderson, I don't know that that story would register and move the needle with my national people. I asked it because I sort of want to say, you know, you never know. You know, let's say these guys make a Super Bowl run and you want to do a story on looking back at like all the things that they dealt with. And you know, I just kind of wanted to have that Zane Anderson quote in the bank. But look, Zane Anderson had played exactly 8 snaps on defense from the time he got there till before the game in Detroit on Thursday. And you know, for him to do what he did, it just shows what this league can be and, you know, what guys can do with an opportunity. You know, I go back to this game a lot. I think it was early 2000s in New England when they lost all those DBs that week and they signed a couple guys off the street and Packers went in there and won the game. Remember that, Tausch?
I do. Jason brings it up. Jason brings it up.
I bring it up all the time. Todd Franz, who was hanging drywall with his father.
Cass Fasharishan.
Yeah. No, not Kevin Casevahar. That's a different story.
Kevin Casevahar, but it was not the same. Kevin Casevahar was a Family Night legend. But Zane Anderson isn't a guy who was hanging drywall or making sub sandwiches or, you know, whatever the week before. But similar type thing where a guy who had never played before got his chance and good for him. Like that's kind of what sports is all about, in my opinion, is like opportunities like that. And I think it's pretty cool. And I'm glad you wrote the story.
Glad you wrote it, because the guys at ESPN National said deuces B. We're not going to do this. Even though we love these stories, we're not ever going to write them because nobody gives a rip about them. Am I paraphrasing that properly, Rob?
I would say that. I'd sign off on that. It's pretty accurate.
Okay, Rob. But before I let you go, so. The Packers season is what it is, and this is going to be, the last 4 weeks is going to be interesting. I think we're going to whoop New Orleans. I think we're going to beat the Bears if we want to. But if we don't win this weekend, we're going to probably be a 6 seed, maybe a 7, depending on Washington. The Rams are coming a little bit, but I still think it's going to be whoever wins that division.
Yeah.
What are you looking for from these last 4 games before you inevitably are going to have to go on the road and try to make a 3-game playoff push to go and chase a championship?
Well, Tausch, I think they want to do everything they can to avoid the 7. Like, I don't think you want to play at Philly or at Detroit, whoever it ends up being, in a first-round playoff game. Like, let them get beat up a little bit. You know, I guess they'd have – if it's the 7, then you'd probably end up in the second round, I guess.
If you beat Philly – if Philly's the 2, you beat them, you're going to be the lowest seed again. So then you got to play the Lions right away.
Sure. Yeah, it's another reason why you want to avoid the 7, but –
Boy, you know what? For y'all crushing me about not giving Minnesota, you guys haven't even blinked. Minnesota could win the division to be a 1 seed, and nobody's even brought that up, even though you've crushed me all week for putting them below the Packers. I find that very interesting
that's
from a couple of 30-year scribes.
That's slightly different.
Rob, where's your take on Minnesota? And then get back to answering the initial.
Yeah, I haven't discounted Minnesota, Tausch, but I feel like it's been so long since we've seen them in person, that, you know, like, I want to see how the Packers match up with them live, like head to head, right? I mean, like, that's to me, that's if the Packers lose this game, that Minnesota game is the biggest. That's huge, right? Like they almost have to win that game to feel, going back to what we talked about way earlier in the thing, going back to, yeah, it's okay. So you, let's say you go 2-2 and you get to the playoffs, but man, then you just don't know. Do you feel like you've beaten anybody? Do you feel like you're primed to make a run if you haven't beaten Seattle or Minnesota over the final month of the season? I think that's why Minnesota is hugely important. And look, I'm not saying Minnesota's not good. You don't win all these games over the last, you know, two out of the last 3 years by accident. The coach is really good. The staff seems like it's really good. Look, they're a really good football team. This just happens to be a year that there might be one better than them in the division.
All right, Rob, before we let you go, a couple of quick ones. The Packers have any interest in signing Devondre Campbell when he's released?
Well, I hear he thinks the Packers actually knew how to use him because the 49ers didn't. No, maybe that was Arizona knew how to use them. The Packers didn't.
Snarky Domofsky. Snarky, very snarky.
I mean, I didn't see any of the game, but like he played himself right out of the league, right? With that, like
I would certainly not cut him. I would suspend him so he can't get another job, even if he wants one, because that's apparently what he's trying to do. All right, Rob, final question for you. If you're in line at your local sandwich shop, preferably Cousins, and the person in front of you is not a member of the rewards program, should you be able to take their points and apply it to your account to give yourself an opportunity? Tausch would like to see a change in this policy. I thought you'd support it.
I think we should be able to.
The only way, and I've done this with booking hotels when we've traveled with like my parents and they get their own room and we get our room and I pay for their room. If you pay for their sub, Tausch, you get the point. Okay. Like you can have the point.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
So like I want the Marriott points for my parents' room, but I'm paying for their room, right? So that's how I'm getting the credit.
All right. Yeah, well,
I want to make a December to remember, and I kind of want people to start. I want to start that chain. I think it'd be fun.
Hey,
all right, Rob. UFOs. What do you think's going on with all these UFOs? What are we doing with these UFOs?
Who did I see? The bass player from my favorite band, the Gaslight Anthem, posted an Instagram story. He lives in New Jersey, and he had his thing flying over his house, and he goes, "This is not an airplane." So, I don't know.
Governor of Maryland just did something like that. I don't know what's going on. I wish somebody had answers. That's what I do wish.
I have this whole, like, and I don't mean to get, like, all existential and freaked out or anything, but, like, Wes Hodgkiewicz and I have this conversation all the time. Like, what are we here? Like, what is all this? Like, are we even – is it – like, I struggle with that. Like, I don't know what
– Are we in a simulation?
Yeah, I don't know if I...
I knew you were going to say that, because it's a simulation. Rob, keep simulating a great job on ESPN. Are you on TV today, or is this not big enough?
I'm taping. I am taping for television for Sunday
morning. He's got
a suit
behind him. You got to study the clues. There's a suit there. He's going to go on the big ESPN. That's how this works.
This morning, I'm working on my scripts for my Sunday Sports Center appearance. Is one. I don't know.
Xavier McKinney told me. I'm Rob Domofsky, really ESPN.
It's really hard to tape something on Friday that you know is going to air Sunday morning and that you're at Lambeau Field, but the game is in Seattle. So, like, I'm trying to find a generic background that shows I'm at an NFL stadium, but that you wouldn't necessarily know that it was the Seahawks or Lambeau Field. So sometimes I'll just go in the visitor's locker room and set up in there, and it's just it looks like I'm in a locker
room. It's a good idea. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
All right.
Well, that's why you're the best. All right. Good luck with your taping. Let us know what Xavier McKinney told you right before the group arrived, and we'll see you over there at practice. Indeed.
All right. We'll be seeing you.
That is Rob Domofsky live from Lambeau Field, where he is getting ready to do a taped pregame piece for ESPN. And Lambeau Field, conveniently located right near Quick Trip, which Tausch and Rob both like to get their coffee from, or maybe only one of them.
Potatoes for sale. Potatoes for sale. I've been talking about it. We still got a couple potatoes left. We're going to try to make a chowder of some sort, but it's been beautiful. Got all of that 5-pound bag. I think you got a day or two left. 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, 99 cents. It's under a buck to get all those potatoes for all of your holiday meals and your cozy fall recipes. You got, of course, the chicken deals. You got the rotisserie chicken on Monday, the tenders and the bone-in on Wednesdays for $9.99. You can also get the white bread, 99 cents a loaf. Tortilla shells, $1.99. Don's Pizza's 4 for $10. They got it all. And you use that app, you get all these fuel discounts. They got Merry Christmas stuff going on, too. They got all kinds of different deals going. I think I saw today there's some Hostess thing that they're giving away. If you're at the app, use that Quick Rewards app. Order ahead, earn points, order all your favorites, plus the pizza and take-home meals. Take care of the payment, just stop by, or pick it up all and get it brought out to your curbside. And as we like to say, we'll see you next time.
I love that addition. I appreciate you doing that.
Well, I'm trying to help.
The 10 o'clock hour is not over. You might think it is, but it's not. One more segment. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Ooh, Merry Christmas. Christmas comes this time each year.
Thanks again to Rob Domofsky getting us ready for Packers Seahawks. It is weird, Tausch, to me that there's so much history. We did trivia on it. Obviously, you were in some huge games against the Seahawks. We want the ball and we're going to score the snow globe game. And yet, they haven't been to Seattle since 2018 and they haven't won in Seattle since 2008 when you were still playing. Do you have a good feel for what Seattle even is? I don't even feel like I've watched a ton of their games live when, you know, you get an out-of-market game when the Packers aren't playing. I haven't seen them broadcast other than maybe a Thursday night game.
Yeah, they're frauds.
They've become a little nondescript, if we're being honest. There's teams that everybody's intrigued by, and obviously, yeah, not having that guy at quarterback, even though Geno, I tip my hat to Geno now. Geno has stuck through it, and you have to respect what Geno Smith has done. He has hung in there. It would have been real easy for him to just be a backup the rest of his career, collect a couple million bucks a year, and kind of go off. That's not what he's done. He's competed, and with John Schneider, everything else, but the Seahawks don't have a lot of sex appeal. And they're way out west. And they did. They had the Legion of Boom and Pete Carroll, and they were winning all the time. That was when they were the marquee. This is a big marquee game for them, and that's another thing that scares me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get a ton of these big opportunities to showcase themselves. They don't like being nondescript. They want to be in the mix. They want to have all this attention on them, but they don't. This is a chance they can elevate themselves, even though the Rams are coming. The Seahawks can elevate themselves and, what, be a full game or two games up on them?
Correct.
I don't know exactly. I think they're 8-6, and I think the Rams might be 8-7. I don't know how.
No, the Rams are now 8-6. The Seahawks go into this game 8-5. So if they win, they'll still have a game lead.
So it could be all even up. Right. And they play each other yet. So there's a lot
the
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot there for those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Bay can solidify their playoff spot if they win this game, for the most part. They'll
can't
be
clinch
wins
it.
And they'll have the.
Right.
Can't clinch it, but it's already in my eyes, and I know it's not in Jerry, retired Navy fella's eyes.
Lock Stocker.
But they're going to be in the playoffs. I think it's a done deal. But that's another reason why I'm concerned about heading out west, is because they're going to be as amped up as we've seen them in a long time. And I think motivation, I don't know where the – normally I have a pretty good vibe on what that motivation level is going to be, and usually it's pretty even. I'm not sure how much the urine is hot from the G&G. I'll have to find out. I feel very confident there's going to be a lot of steam out there in the Pacific Northwest.
The Packers' losses this season have been to opponents. This was just posted from Zach Cruz on Twitter. The Packers' losses this season have been to opponents with a combined record of 46-6, the highest by any team with at least four losses in a season since the 1929 Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, which sounds made up, frankly. What is not made up is your love of Coors Light, and I'm sure the Yellow Jackets hoisted a Coors Light or two back in 29 when they were losing all these games.
Did we ever find out, Jesse, the AI, is there an actual German talk show, Wilde und Tausch, over there? Because if there is, I would bet they're still drinking Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Make sure the mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We kick off the 11 o'clock hour with our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, followed by the wildly popular and the well-respected Academy's hard work on headlines. Next, it's Wilde und Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde und Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.